Track 4, more news stories. Driver recalls moment he lost control of bus. A Newton Abbot bus driver has described the feelings of horror after becoming incapacitated at the wheel of his bus last week. Neil Dennis suffered a stroke at the wheel of his country bus while driving in Newton Abbot. The 61-year-old, unable to control his arms and legs, careered through the outer fence of Newfoundland Way car park and into a building on the far side. He said, "It was like I was there, but that I wasn't there, like I was watching it in a film. It was frightening. I thought, the only way this bus is going to stop is if it hits something. As I was going across the car park, I thought, that was it. My days are numbered. I can't stop this vehicle." Having suffered a medical episode behind the wheel, which turned out to be a transient ischemic attack, also called a mini stroke, Neil had his public service vehicle operator license suspended for no less than 12 months. He said, "I really love the job, and now that's been taken away from me." A coach tour driver for more than 20 years, Neil has travelled all across Europe, ferrying passengers to and fro, before losing his job in the pandemic. Neil started with Country Bus in September 2024. "It's not been that long. I was just really settling into it, and for it to be taken away from me, it hurts," he said. "I'm 62 next month, so I'm not that far off retirement, but I live on my own. I have a mortgage, council tax, bills, and so on. I've been in driving jobs for years. It's not like being in your 30s when you can go and retrain. I really do not know what the way forward is." There were no passengers aboard at the time of the crash, only Neil and another country bus driver. "We'd just dropped passengers in Sherborne Road and we were going to do a school run, but we needed to get fuel first. So me and my colleague went round to get fuel on East Street. We came out, I turned left onto the main road and I started to feel a bit lightheaded. I couldn't control my foot. I couldn't even move the wheel. Luckily, I didn't actually break anything in the crash," he said. "I can walk a lot better now. It still hurts, but nowhere like what it was last week. And Country Bus have been fantastic. They've been really good. The job is open to me after a year if I get through the medical tests," he added.
Vapes and cigarettes taken off the streets. More than £7,000 worth of suspected illegal tobacco, cigarettes and vapes were seized from a shop in Newton Abbot this week. The operation hauled in illicit tobacco products, including a total of 529 packs of cigarettes, 414 pouches of tobacco, and more than 30 non-UK compliant vapes were also seized. The operation was part of a joint operation with Trading Standards and Devon Cornwall Police. These types of illegal goods aren't regulated, which means they don't go through the usual safety procedures that are required by law to be sold in the UK, said Police Sergeant Joe Downton, who led the operation. "These important checks are in place to keep people safe and protect consumer rights. It also means we don't know what's in them. I'm pleased we were able to work together with Trading Standards to remove a substantial amount from circulation," Sergeant Downton added. Police Inspector James Johnson said, "If you suspect illegal activity, it is vital that you come forward and report it to us. We can't know everything and be everywhere all the time. Your information is essential in helping us to take proactive action to disrupt criminality on our streets, just like we've done in Newton Abbot." Alex Fry, Operations Manager for Trading Standards, said, "The removal of illegal tobacco and vapes from the marketplace is a high priority for us, and we are pleased to have worked together with Devon and Cornwall Police on this successful operation. Sellers who supply illegal tobacco and vapes undercut legitimate businesses and seldom worry about supplying the cheap products to children. We will continue to target them based on intelligence received from consumers, legitimate businesses or partner agencies."
Business visitor likes what they see in Dawlish. Traders in Dawlish have received a thumbs up from fellow business people in Taunton. One trader from the Somerset town paid a visit to Dawlish to meet one of the local business owners and was impressed with what they saw. During the Dawlish day trip, the visitor's first experience of the seaside resort proved to be a big hit. The town's quirky features, scenery, and even the toilets came in for a positive review. The visitor had made contact with one of Dawlish's small business owners through the social media for Tolton Independent Quarter. They said, supporting small independent shops doesn't stop in your own town when you shop local. You shop local wherever you are. I haven't been to Dawlish before, so it was great to go with a fresh perspective, taking the quirky features and appreciate its unique selling points, enjoying the town alongside the sea air and change of scenery. It's great to see how the business communities are working together, much like we do in Taunton. We can all learn from each other during a time when having a small business on the high street is challenging. Thank you all for your friendly welcome. Dawlish Chamber of Commerce Chairman Colin Jolliffe said, in these challenging times for high street businesses, learning from each other and supporting each other is much more important than ever. We are grateful for the positive feedback and the encouragement for others to discover Dawlish and Dawlish Warren.
Parts of a sofa, a cupboard and what appears to be a box of French fries have been dumped near a Bovey Tracy Nature Reserve. This incident of fly tipping at Bradley Ponds Nature Reserve was discovered on Wednesday, February the 12th. It comes less than a week after building materials were dumped near Ashburton. Teignbridge District Council said any incidents of fly tipping should be reported to us using our online reporting form, and that is Report Fly Tipping, Teignbridge District Council. We would like to remind people that if you do have waste to dispose of, please ensure you're employing someone who is a registered waste carrier.
Closure orders granted on two properties after concerns raised. Closure orders have been granted on two properties in Kingstainton following reports of ongoing nuisance behaviour. Suspected drug dealing, antisocial behaviour, violence and general disorder were reported both inside and outside the properties and were causing concern to neighbours. The neighbourhood policing team in Kingstainton worked with partners to obtain the orders, which were granted last week at Newton Abbott Magistrates Court on both properties in Mandarin Way. Closure orders aim to prevent antisocial behaviour and crime from taking place within and around specific addresses. One property was served with a partial closure order, allowing only named residents to enter the property. The other address received a full closure order, preventing anyone from entering the property. Both orders will remain in place for 3 months. Tenants affected have been sent to partner agencies while the order is in place and supportive intervention provided to ensure future safeguarding and crime prevention. Police Inspector James Johnson from Devon and Cornwall Police said, granting closure orders is not a decision that's taken lightly. The first thing we do is engage with residents to stop criminal behaviour from happening in the first place. If this isn't successful, we have to look at other options to tackle the issue, such as closure orders. We know it isn't a long-term solution, but it's an effective step in the right direction. To prevent disorder from reoccurring, our officers and partner agencies will continue to engage with tenants to address the long-term issues surrounding the properties. And we thank everyone who came forward to report information to us. We would also like to reassure local residents who may be experiencing similar problems that any behaviour which causes alarm, distress, or has a detrimental impact on the safety of our community will not be tolerated. We are taking action against people who are causing harm within our community. The police worked with local partners, including Teignbridge Council, Environmental Health, Teen Housing, Social Services, RSPCA and Educational Services.